100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with a story, we have some fun. And that's what's most important. Fun. Fun in creating the stories, recording them, getting them in, keeping it simple, and I try to have fun assembling it, putting in a little effects here and there, and that's it. Post it, done. We keep it simple. Simple keeps things fun. If you have to Google shit to figure things out, that makes it a pain in the ass, and it makes it not fun. Why am I saying this? Well, most of y'all are great about that. You post the text of the story in the body of your message. I don't have to double-click anything. I don't have to go to any special sites. I don't have to go to any fancy translators. Text of the story, body of the message. Simple. Most folks send in URLs where they're at. Great. Copy, paste, in the bulleted list at the top. Done. Great. That keeps things simple. However, one of y'all who's been away for quite a while came back, and then you sent it in a compressed 7Z something. The only Zs we deal with here are Planet Z. If I have to Google shit to figure things out, no. If I have to go to some online audio converter, come on, man, no. MP3 or WAVE. Or if Audacity instantly converts it, that keeps it simple. If GarageBand instantly converts it, that keeps things simple. That's great. We keep it simple. That keeps things fun. That way, you don't have to spend a lot of effort in jumping through hoops, and I don't have to tell you to take your hoop and shove it up your ass. It's great. It's simple. I follow a rule I call the shit rule. I've been doing this for 10 years. I shouldn't have to deal with this shit. If you give me shit to deal with, I flush it, and you. And you should have that same rule of me. If I give you shit to deal with that's unnecessary, flush it. Keep it simple. You don't have to jump through hoops. The instructions I've given are very, very simple. Record it. Write it up. Send in the text, where you can be found. Not, you know, address-wise or Google Maps. That's just crazy. I mean, look at the people who are part of this podcast. Do you really want them showing up at your door? I don't even want me showing up at my door. I have to come in through the window. So, put all of your energy into creating and imagining. Anything else that requires additional effort means I have to spend effort, all right? So none of the zip or 7Z or Word or WordStar or whatever crap. The only thing you should be attaching is the sound file. Keep it simple. If there's been some sort of conversion issue in the past, I've replied and let you know. Okay? Oh, it failed. Well, it's not working. Well, it's not working. Oh, well, goodbye. If you don't like those rules or these guidelines to live your life by, which I think are pretty good. Yeah, I'm telling you how to live your life. Keep it simple. Keep it fun. Anything that involves bullshit, don't deal with bullshit. Now, if things are difficult, is it worth the effort? Climbing that mountain? You like climbing mountains? Okay, it requires some equipment and effort and sweat, and occasionally you losing your arm after being trapped 127 hours under a rock. But still, keep it simple, man. I know, life isn't simple, but we can pretend. Wow, I've really ranted. You've really missed my rants, huh? God, I'm going to expect an email from this person saying, fuck you, I knew I should have never come back. Well, should have listened to yourself. So, I'm finally under 225 pounds, although that's not going to last. There's always a bounce. God, April was the suck. but snap peas, celery, carrots, asparagus, green onions, broccoli, cauliflower salads, the healthy stuff. That's my snacking. That's my breakfast. See, I fill up on that stuff. That way I don't eat a big lunch. Or if I do eat a lunch, it's a salad and then salad for dinner. If there's leftovers at work, you know, hey, there are leftovers. Come get them. Grab a leftover salad, grab whatever, put it in a baggie, done. Or if there were condiments for baked potatoes, oh, look, there were green onions. There was bacon bits. Okay, put it in a baggie. Oh, my God, there was shredded Parmesan. Oh, there was shredded mozzarella. There was shredded cheddar. There was shredded blue cheese. Okay, crumbled blue cheese, actually. Don't shred blue cheese. Okay, put it in a baggie. Put it on top of the salad. Done. What if there's mung beans or whatever from Thai? Okay, those could go on a salad. Or there's cucumber. Those can go on a salad. Or there's leftover salad. That can go on a salad. Salad on top of salad. Wow. But that's how you lose it. It's all calorie counting. You log every bite. And then I walk a lot in the morning and I walk a lot in the evening on a treadmill. That way I don't say, oh, it's going to rain. That's what fucked me up last time. It's like, oh, it rained 3 days in a row and I stopped completely. Well, that and eating like a jackass. I don't eat chips anymore. Kale chips, though. Those are good. Apparently, they're good for you. So, Trader Joe's. Finally went there last week. I keep going there now. I love it. Freeze-dried blueberries, freeze-dried strawberries. It's fresh. Well, not fresh because it's freeze-dried, but it's frozen fresh and dried fresh. But it's got the natural sweetness. It's good. I mean, I'm looking at the ingredients here. Freeze-dried blueberries. Enough said. You can do that with banana. You can do that with pear. It's good for you, I think. Unless this stuff, you know, freeze-drying causes brain tumors. Well, shit, fuck that. But it's so light, and the calories were like normal blueberries, but you eat them like snacks, so it takes you longer instead of grabbing handfuls. And you savor every explosion of flavor. It's great. Chocolate-covered bananas. I know, chocolate-covered and fruit among gold. But it's got potassium, so fuck you. So, I had a lot to say this week. And hopefully you've got a lot to say in your stories. We've got stories from Muncie, Jeffrey Fisher, Richard, Serendipity, Tom. Hey, Kimmy's back. And we've got Zachman, Tura, Lizzie. Spade came up with something. It's good to have you back. Hey, this is another one of those things. If you have an idea for a story, write the story. Dream it up. Create. Inspire. And then if you record it, you record it. But if you don't have time to record it, okay, you don't have time. Everyone's got stuff to do. I don't. That's why I do this podcast. But let's say that it takes you a day or two. And it's like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm building a shed and building another shed and then a rope bridge between the sheds. It's the first ever rope bridge between sheds in Australia. Although you probably sound like, it's the first ever rope bridge between sheds in Australia. Okay, congratulations. Once you get in the record books, be sure to mention my name as your inspiration. But once you record, I can put it up on the feed in a separate post. Tom, I hate to single people out, but Tom, I'm singling you out. Because I hate to do it. Tom went back and did a story for every single topic. Man, that was crazy. That was awesome. Congratulations. And it didn't involve being pinned under a rock for 127 hours. Hell, Jesus was only under one for how long? I don't know the story. So it's in some book. I haven't been in a hotel for a while, so. But anyway. Spades come back, inspired. Norval Joe and Anima up there in the frozen wastelands, you know, keeping our cars moving and our lubricants lubricated and all that stuff. You see, It's great that people are part of it. And when they're not, well, okay, they're taking a break or they're off listening to some cool podcast. Norval Joe's got his out there. You can always do that Broken Escalator by Muncie. Who else? I think Chivalry Bean, Space Turtle. He's a part of one. He was sharing something with me about that. And there are so many others out there. You could be a part of the 500-word dash that Lizzie does. All sorts of things out there. All sorts of crazy things. If you're not doing this, do something else. And if you're not doing anything, you know, where was the invitation to your funeral? Although, don't make me a pallbearer. I mean, that's the craziest thing, a pallbearer. You know, there's someone who is grieving. Make them lift heavy objects. That's just fucked up. I, for one, just, you know, find some. If it takes more than one person to lift, you know, you shouldn't have eaten so much. You know, forklift it or put the damn thing on wheels. So, or, you know, grease up the place with government cheese or those lubricants. That gives me another idea. Okay, so I've wasted enough of your time. I need to remember to put up on the feed, hey, I babbled for 12 minutes. So let's get on with the show. Here's Muncie.
Greetings, Lebowski. Muncie here, and I believe in nothing. Nothing. As my story will prove. On Trolling by Christopher Monroe. I'm on the internet a lot, and yes, I do like to argue. Sometimes things get heated. Sometimes I find myself saying things I don't mean. What can I say? I have strong opinions on things, and sometimes I get bored. I find a libertarian or anti-vaxxer and go to town, not even bothering to make points, really, just irritating them for its own sake. Not the noblest of hobbies, but it relaxes me. Still, I wouldn't consider myself a troll. I mean, I do live under a bridge, and I do eat children. But no, not a troll. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's my story told, Lebowski. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Talk to you again next week.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 472 on the topic of troll. And I've got three stories for you this week, starting with Across the Bridge. Stephen slowed on the approach to the bridge, feeling the car shift into a lower gear. This was it, the place his travel agent warned about.
Don't slow down, she said. Maintain your speed, and you'll be fine.
Taking a deep breath, Stephen took her words to heart. He gunned the engine and raced past the booths. Alarms began to clang, but Stephen kept going. Piece of cake, he later told her. I didn't even see it.
See what?
The troll you warned me about.
Stephen, I told you to mind the toll, not troll.
And my second story is called Troll. He's a troll.
Dear, I think they prefer to be known as little people.
Isn't that just dwarves who like the term?
Or do they now prefer short stature? It's so hard to keep up.
In any event, we need to keep moving if we want to be at Grandma's house by nightfall.
Let me handle this.
Martha left the car.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Little Person. Would you step aside so we can drive on?
The troll merely held out a hairy paw and continued to block the road.
Stanley, just pay the man.
I don't see why I should have to pay a troll just to get across the public bridge.
Stanley!
Fine, if it makes you happy. Stanley pointed the easy pass at the troll, who then smiled at the couple and waved them on. And my last story is called Trolling. In Scandinavian folklore, fairies sometimes exchange a human child for a troll. This creature is known as the changeling. Although adults often mistake the changeling for a real child, and parents often care for it as their own, other children can see the truth. No matter the pretty clothes, the carefully done hair, or the smattering of social graces, we human children can spot a troll from a mile away. The ugliness goes straight to the core.
Mom, Jeffrey's being mean to me again.
Jeffrey, how many times have I told you not to troll your little sister? And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard. Well, it better be, because if it's somebody else, I want to know what they're doing here. I've got one story for you called Trolling. The internet has much to answer for. If nothing else, it's given us trolls a really bad name. Marginalised as drama lovers, time wasters, and even downright evil. The internet is a stain upon our good name. So, it's time the record was set straight. No more of this troll nonsense. Let's call a spade, and give these idiots a name they really deserve. Tossers, jerks, or morons is a good start. That way, us real trolls get on with the more traditional pursuits like lurking under bridges. But as for the internet, it really gets my goat. That's it. So until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. Those dratted goats think they have the better of me, tramping across my bridge as if they own the place, showing no respect and thinking they're so superior. Whilst they play in the fields, feasting on fresh grass in the warm sunshine, I squat in the dark and the damp, dreaming of warm goat meat and making my plans. Those goats think they're so clever, with their witty answers and sharp horns. But I intend to have the last laugh in the end, and then I will feast on their flesh. For tonight, the darkness comes. And so, do I.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got three stories tonight. The first, fa-la-la-la-la. It's not easy being the choir master at Billy Goat Gruff University, with a mandate to offer higher education to the underserved troll community. It presents, how you say it, many ongoing challenges, not the least, keeping our kids alive. We've been quite successful in our mixed choir preparation for the annual Christmas concert. The trolls are rather fond of Deck the Halls. They sing out with such gusto. The goats are glad for the distraction. Oli, please put Timmy down. And do wipe off that gray poupon. Once again, from the top with feeling, troll the ancient Yuletide carol. And the second story? Way past Hello Kitty. They say popular fashion, no matter how odd, will return in 20-year cycles. And so it is now time for the third wave of troll dolls. Frankly, I never understood how the previous offerings got traction. I get Barbie, projection, emulation, and role modeling. But troll dolls, ugly, having a permanent bad hair day. Oh yeah, and there's that creepy naked thing too. Urgh. I guess the human capacity for love is considerably deep, and in the face of female objectification, that grinning plastic urchin is one big fuck you. I'm not going to play by the rules of an unrealistic male paradigm. And the last story, walk away. In my computer class, I spend a fair amount of time on etiquette. I warn my class against engaging in flaming. We talk about trolls, not the ones who live under a bridge. So from the exchanges I have witnessed, these folk may well have been raised under one. Sometimes it's hard for older students to grasp the level of dysfunction that floats on the internet. I wish I could use a bit more color in my lectures, like shit disturbers hell-bent to piss you off and tell them to fuck off. Point, game, set, match. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi there, it's Kimmy with this week's 100 word story challenge fit. No! I don't want to go to bed! Please? I've been good all week! You owe me! You said you would make it up to me when you threw out my favorite t-shirt! You ruin everything! I try so hard, but for what? I don't know why I did it. It just happened. Why don't you trust me? What did I ever do to you? This is so unfair! Hot tears stream from the squeezed shut eyes. Yawn, a blow into a tissue, then sleep. The fit cycle is complete.
This is Zach Mann. Here goes. I can't believe I'm in jail again, Matt said to his cellmate. I'm surprised you didn't come in and start screaming, said the troll in his cell. Well, it's not like you're a monster. What are you in for? Said Matt. No one told me that in this country, you can't sue people for doing parodies of properties your clients own. The judge sent me here for wasting the court's time. A copyright troll? I was wrong. You are a monster, but the monster who can get us out of here, since most of my stories involve a jailbreak.
Tura Brazoino here with a story about a troll. He stood, flattened into a crevice in the rock. Others were hidden behind boulders, or concealed under a thin layer of sand and seaweed. They waited. Humans had learned how to deal with trolls. Trolls were stupid and learned nothing. It appeared at the cliff top, carrying a dead deer. It half slid, half climbed down the loose face. Suddenly, they hurled their jagged rocks, then ran toward the stunned creature. They pounded it with more rocks, until it stopped moving. 40,000 years later, in the back of a collapsed cave, archaeologists would discover a specimen of Neanderthal man.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this week's story is called Revenge is a Dish Best Served Cold. The virtual troll convention was highly anticipated by the troll community, The sessions went quite well until a man stood up and started yelling incomprehensible sentences. The trolls were appalled. This was a serious event where they learned new tricks to annoy others in world. Suddenly, a troll grabbed the man by the collar. "You are destroying our event!" The man calmly ignored the troll and started banning them all, one by one. "I always wanted to do this," he said, an evil tone in his voice. In fact, he was the owner of the place, and the trolls didn't know. I think this week's story is easy to understand even if you're not a resident of a virtual world. However, if you're not and you're listening to the podcast, I can tell you that when you are the owner of a location in a virtual world, you can ban people from visiting your place by ejecting them and placing them in a ban list. If they try to come back, you'll get a message informing them that they cannot enter. The trolls got trolled, but some things never change, and they got banned too. So, I wish you a great Sunday, and have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Across America, starting at... Where...
I received a...
Now Spate has a story of 100 words, based on this week's topic of troll. It's called The Curse of the Troll. Let's hear it now.
Gasoline-fueled flames surround the troll. No escape, except maybe the window. With clothes afire, skin beginning to bubble, he darts across the room, desperately reaching for the window, but finding it nailed shut. Banging on the window, he curses. To all who hear me, you will die as I do. His executioners laugh and drive away. On the highway, they're in an accident. Their vehicle catches fire. They are trapped inside and burn. So it is true. Whoever hears this curse, now including you, dies banging on a window while they burn, even if it's only in their imagination.
Well, that's it. Thank you, listeners, for listening, and thank you, Lawrence, for hosting. I would also thank the readers for reading, but they wouldn't hear me. Hope you all have a good week and no one gets flamed by any trolls. And happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Until next time.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 472 with the prompt of troll. All you folks out there who are planning on self-publishing through Kindle Select, I've learned something. The free promotion is a success of the past. It's no big deal anymore. It doesn't work. Maybe it might for you. Who knows? Go ahead. Live the dream. Well, here's my story. Yeah, so I live under a bridge and threaten to eat goats. That's no reason to call me one of those monsters. I like the taste of goat, and life below the bridge is nice. It's out of the sun, and there's always fresh water. I ran an extension cord from a light pole by the street, and now I can even plug my laptop in when I'm not harassing goats. Day and night, I can get onto Facebook, Twitter, and public forums and start arguments with unsuspecting people. They're as stupid as goats. Okay, maybe I am a troll. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for this week's challenge. And this is a modern love story. Jack and Diane relaxed on the couch, surrounded by the comfortable chaos that was their life. Toys were strewn about, and Katie had only just gone to bed. "What's this?" she asked, as Jack placed a jeweler's box in her hand. "Just a little something to commemorate the day you fell in love with me." "Huh? Our anniversary's not for another 6 months." "No, silly. It was 5 years ago that we met in that college bar. You thought I was funny." "Hm. That's not how I remember it." "You called me droll." "You jackass. I called you a troll." I hope you enjoyed this story, and we look forward to next week. Until then, bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Buffaloes were hunted to extinction. All the buffalo meat in your buffalo burgers is actually bison. The same thing happened with trolls. Man hunted trolls to extinction. The troll meat in your troll stew is actually ogre. Ogre meat is much healthier than regular cow meat. It's leaner and hardier, and it doesn't need all those antibiotics. As for the taste, well, that's another story. It tastes absolutely revolting. But when was the last time you saw a cow down in the deadly swamp of Grondor? After 2 weeks of iron rations, you'll eat just about anything. More troll stew?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of troll. Next topic is going to be a word that doesn't exist. If you need instructions or how do I do this or blah, 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 that's all at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com along with the show notes, text of the stories in case you have no idea what the hell we're saying. All that stuff. It's there. It's been there forever. It'll probably be there forever until, you know, Ragnarok or Armageddon or whatever. McDonald's goes bankrupt. There, that's unlikely. I don't know what else to say. I've been doing this for so long. I just ramble and ramble and ramble and blah, blah, blah. I don't have a script anymore. Just say what's on my mind. Thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge, whether you created a story, recorded it, whether you're just listening, whether you put all of your effort into blocking out the signals with tinfoil and going off the grid, thank you. And I'll see you all next week. Until then, as always, keep it brief.